front of her homework folder. And that was just weekdays. On Saturdays and Sundays, all four girls met at the Critter Club to feed the bunnies and clean the big rabbit hutch. One sunny Saturday morning, they were all in the barn. Marion sat on the floor with the bunnies playing around her. "Is that the one we named Floppy?" Ellie asked, pointing to a gray bunny. "No, that's Fluffy," said Amy. She was hosing down the inside of the hutch. "The other gray one is Floppy." "Which other gray one is Floppy? Which other gray one?" asked Ellie. She opened a bag of wood, shavings to make fresh bedding. "Aren't they all gray?" Liz giggled as she swept around the rabbit hutch. "No, Frosty is still very white. The light gray one is Fluffy. And the steel gray one is Floppy." Marion and Amy laughed. "Leave it to the artist to have three different names for the same color," Marion said. Ellie felt badly that she hadn't known which bunny was which. She hadn't been there when Amy's mom had given the bunnies full checkups. Dr. Purvis had also taught the other girls the basics of caring for them. Bunnies loved to be petted. They were calm and gentle, but their nails could be sharp. Bunnies sometimes chew